So welcome to purchaseyou.com. Forgiving. That's what we're doing, is recording right now. Forgiving. You see, we are giving for you. Lucky you. And that's love. Our love.
Yeah. So full moon is a time to reflection. And a time to reflection that what we are here to do is to learn to love. And learn to love is part of, or if you learn to forgive, which means that whatever causes you normality when you think about someone that, you know, he didn't pay me, he didn't do this, she didn't do that. Ah, oh, shit, I remember all those little anomalies. And we forgive all those and we say, all that are love because I can find a good story. Or, you know, I just say, I'm going to start from today and I love my mom, I love my sister, I love everybody. Because they are my family. And because my mother, if she was not for her, then I would not be here. And my sister, so I, you know, I can find all the good things. So just love. I forgive, right now I'll say, I forgive everybody. That's the message I had. But yeah, you were going to record something. So.
Well, I'm forgiving. And I look at it is that I don't owe anybody an apology. So I do not have anyone to forgive. But you see, it doesn't matter. Like, for me, this is the test of Virgo. And so Virgo, we can be, our friends can mistreat us or whatever, or people can do things that aren't very nice. And a Virgo is like, you know, I will still come back and make you a cup of tea with a smile. And that's forgiving, you see. And the forgiving is, just because you were mad with me doesn't make me stop giving my love to you. But in the Matrix, if somebody does something for you, against you, you hold it, you take away all your love, you take away everything. You don't give them anything. And that's the trick of the Matrix. But a mother never does that. If you fucked up and spilled something or broke something or lied, like, a mother says, hey, I saw that it's not appropriate for us in our family. These are our rules. We are the gods here. We make the rules between what happens in our family, and we are love. And I see a distortion, then I'm going to pull you up on it, but I'm not going to hold you against you and now not feed you my child. But in a school system, I've seen children who do not obey, and the teacher will come and take away the lunch, and the child will not eat lunch. But the child will not go home and tell the parent that the teacher did not allow them to eat the lunch. The teacher will throw the lunch away and put it back in. I've seen horrible things. So it's punishment. Why do we need to punish somebody because you didn't get something? Like, really, what the hell is going on? So this is about forgiving, is that you are love and there's nothing to forgive. Nobody owes anybody anything, not one thing, nothing, nada in this world. Why have we become so greedy that we think that we can even attach ourselves to a word of somebody? Like, leave people alone and mind your own business is my motto. And we're here to create love. And the only problem is that we don't see, especially the ones who have come for to pave, what does that mean to create love? And many of us have been here paving that way. But it's time for everybody to stand up to understand that this is a whole new paradigm. Everybody's been tricked into games, multiple games. So if we go and spend that much time, how much time we had to prove in the world for everything to try and convince everybody to buy something from us or to lie about something or whatever, the whole trick of the Matrix all day long, right? That's all we're all doing is lying, and I don't know what we're doing out there.
It's creating, it's crazy, stories based on some weavings to create money.
I have no idea, yeah.
Which is just money, right?
Screwing each other over. Which is,
wow, if people have conflicts and we can't create money from it, let's create law. Perfect, man. Let's create something called law. And let's create attorneys. Perfect. Yeah. And that's a lot of good business behind it. Okay, let's do it.
People are wasting their time and people are helping each other to try and prove something you cannot prove truth. There's no truth. The only truth is what you decide to put within you is your own truth. That's it. If 10 million people decide, they must be on the same line of truth as you. And all they're doing is just saying, hey, we agree that that truth belongs to us too. And we were a part of it. So, big deal. It's like saying, I'm a part of a tree, or I'm a part of this bloodline, or I'm a part of this family, or this soul family, or I'm a part of this spiritual group, or I'm a part of this birthday party today. So, I think people have been screwed over so badly that we can't even look at the Matrix as a real trick of, it's just geniosity.
Yeah, it's weavings of geniosity. Yeah, it's because that, mm-hmm. you know, it's an example of law. Whoever created law is amazing. I mean, it's mm-hmm. beautiful. It's all based on logic and rules. And it's amazing. Yes. So, yeah.
It's the mother, because when she's got a bunch of friends, and then she's making rules, she's saying, you're going to go do this and this and this and this, and everybody agrees. It's the mother's law. It's called natural law. You just have to abide by it by watching nature. And now you're in accordance to law. And so the Matrix just copied that, put it in an algorithm, and now you get fined for it. That's all. They had to put in a system, which was money. And now, you know, you can be fined for being outside of natural law, and you don't even know it. And that is, if you eat garbage food, natural law says if you eat sugars, natural sugars, nothing will happen. No teeth decay. But go out of natural law and you will eat white sugar and candies that are made in the Matrix, you will have tooth decay. And you will have to suffer the consequences because you will have to now buy insurance for your teeth.
You should not never be forgiven.
Uh-huh. And you will never be forgiven either. So, let's be forgiving. So if we did spend that much time, how much time we did for proving all these dishonesties, then why can't we spend all of that time proving how we created love in that process?
Or creating love.
Uh-huh, exactly. How did you create that love that day with your partner? Can you give us a synopsis, and we'll set up a court system and a jury and a judge for you, and they will judge you at the end of it all and say, oh, we give that a 5.
Bubbles,
we'll put that
bubbles of inspiration, uh-huh. here.
And we'll
you
give
see,
that
you see here?
Exactly.
See,
yeah, and bubbles, we'll give that a 5, and we'll put that into the category of a 5 golden star.
Yeah, that's, I'm responding to your question, how did we create love?
Uh-huh.
Here, bubbles of inspiration are coming from palitos from the fire. Well, because he's listening to us.
Well, that's because you are creating that.
We are creating love.
Water. So water. And water is emotions. So we got to create more plasma so we can float in it.
And tap into love.
Exactly.
And not in the...
Other. More love. Love. So plasma is waters, and you see, the more we have, the more we can bathe in, and the more currency we have there.
Now, let's say I am a kid 11 years old, right? And I know that behind, you know, I know my mommy will always forgive me, love me, so,
uh-huh.
you know, I can go, like, you know, a little bit wild, because I know behind the scene.
Like me, I know.
So what would you say to a mom, you know, that it's like 11 years old?
I would say, God bless that mother. Who's able to give that to their child is, yeah.
Uh-huh. That forgiveness, because they will learn and love all the time.
Yeah, wow, I mean, my mom is never...
Unconditional love.
Exactly. It's really cool. Yeah.
Nice. Wow, amazing. I love that response.
I told you that the other day. I said...
That's what I...
I got to be kind of like a little brat and sure of myself because I always knew I was going to be forgiven. Like, my mom never judged anything. And whatever I did... And she never said anything. So I was like, this is cool. I can be always forgiven. And that's the naivete that we lose. Because if we lose that, then we go out and do shitty things. And I'm talking, the only things that I did was because it was wild for me, but I just joined wild parties. Do you understand? Wild moments or very risky things. Do you know? I wasn't very responsible because I didn't need to be. Because I felt that
let's say I was learning my whole life. Let's say you were free. At that time, you didn't even know the concept of responsibility. But now you will seem not responsible. No, you were. You were free and you know what you were doing.
I knew what responsibility. I watched it my whole life. But did I need to go there and do that? I felt like that was the generation my parents came from. It wasn't a generation where I was heading.
I think you were always driven by your intuition.
Yeah.
Call it responsibility and responsibility. You didn't care. It's just your intuition.
I was, though. I know. I know. That's the blessed thing, is I had an Aquarian mom, man.
Exactly. If a mom honors
that
the child will walk us with his intuition.
Yeah.
That is the most beautiful thing. Yeah. And that I remember. Santiago episode, you know, he was crazy jumping from one place to another. And then he was about to jump. And I was close to him and said, hey, Santi. Wow. That's an interesting jump. But I made him connect off, you know. He was not going to challenge me, nothing. We're just having a conversation, but he decided not to jump. Because he followed his intuition.
Intuition.
And I applauded that. I said, not applauded, encouraged, yeah, you know. Just do what you think. Because all the time was do this, do not do that, do that. We cannot do this. Here is, do what you think it's correct.
Yeah, for yourself.
That is the best wise advice that a father or mother can give to their...
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I appreciate it now. Before, I thought my mom didn't give me boundaries.
Wisdom.
You know? Yeah. And so, yeah. Anyway, I never really asked for anything because I always worked it out somehow. And that was the fun of it all, was that I had to work it out. And sometimes it got frustrating because, I don't know, it became a passion for me where I just, I don't know, I guess I took life in everything to work it out, which is a pain in the backside sometimes, because then you're not a part of the norm and there's systems that you can follow, but I don't like any of those systems. I don't believe the way everybody should just be going to work or when they feel like it. The schools everywhere, everything, you know, because nature has got its own time clock anyway. So there's a Virgo and Taurus. This is the Mary Had a Little Lamb story of dependency. And the Aquarius mother god. Of, yeah, you can do it all. And be whoever you want to be. That's
good
Aquarius.
To know.
Yeah, thank goodness.
Yeah, also for parents, important. And yeah, let the kids be whoever they want to be, not encapsulated into you need to be a doctor of this or that. No, just information is everywhere.
Yeah.
So you just get them connected to masters that can inspire them and can clear their mind.
Exactly. Exactly. And start by being the master for your child, as in intellectual. Start giving your child wisdom. Wow them. Like, make them go, wow, dad or mom, that's phenomenal. You guys are awesome. Thank you. We totally agree with you. Vice versa. We think you are too. Because your children should inspire you because they see the future only. It's us who reminds them of the past. Hey, it's your birthday. It's Christmas. Otherwise, they do not care. Oh, it's your birthday, Mom? I forgot. I do not go in the past. It's in the future. In the future, you do not have a birthday. Oh, that's right. That's all in the past. So, happy birthday to the Virgos. I'm Virgo Moo, clearing, taking care of your health.
looking at a beautiful fire,
mm-hmm.
looking at the sun going down behind the palm, behind the bananas.
Oh, yeah.
And trees and the bamboos overlooking the lake. I think this is...
And the birds of paradise.
And I think this is,
and the mandarin trees.
And yeah.
It's like that story, Goodnight Moon. You know the one you read to your kids when they're little? Goodnight Moon. And it starts off with Goodnight House and then Goodnight Chair. Goodnight
Lab. Oh, yeah, I need to say goodnight good to night everybody.
Bed. Yeah, that was
because
Sasha's and my.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that was the story for my kids. And Sasha would take it to the extreme of the whole entire world, man. I'll be forever. And then in seconds, he's out like a light.
So it's creating love. And creating love is, as we're doing now, you know, we're having a beautiful discussion in a beautiful place, drinking chai of what? This is manzanilla and the chai. It's beautiful.
Chamomile.
Exactly. Thank you, chamomile.
Uh-huh,
and honey. That's the way you create love. And that's how you learn to forgive everything
because they still want to share time with you. And it's boring otherwise because then you have no friends. So we maintain it so that we can, you know, have loving moments to share. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, it's not a good world. It's sadness because everybody needs somebody all the time, even the dogs, you know, even butterflies, they fly together. Everybody. This is a world of unity.
Humans.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, taking care of each other humanly.
Mm-hmm.
Just because you are another human. That's
uh-huh.
it.
You're meant to.
Mm-hmm. I cannot help another ant.
Yeah, exactly. Hundreds of them. They all come together. They all join the party. Even flies, look. And one fly there, and now there's like 20 flies.
Yeah, I like when they get synchronized to carry like one big thing,
mm-hmm.
several ants.
Mm-hmm.
That is incredibly
amazing.
I mean, that is... That I need to tape it, and it will be very good to have a numerical model of that. How incredible, you know, the logic of those
movements.
Well,
this one's got two.
I bet it's precise in the gravity. It must be like precise. Incredible piece of machinery. Thank you, Pachamama, for these beautiful, beautiful little robots.
Now all we need to do is train them to start collecting gold, little nuggets, instead of the leaves, and we will have a workforce.
You know, you are very smart. Yeah, because they can go underneath the river
uh-huh.
and take water,
mm-hmm.
and we wow, that's
so. If we could
smart.
Change the algorithm in the matrix for them to go collect gold instead.
Oh, that is
uh-huh.
so smart, boom.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, hallelujah.
Exactly.
That is very smart. You have one to the smartest. Idea today. you are the queen right now. I surrender. Very good. No, very good idea. Amazing idea. Super good.
So
we can use for gold, diamonds, you know,
everything.
But gold, especially particulars mm-hmm. of
mm-hmm.
gold.
So yeah, because they can carry tons. So they could carry a ton of coal, a ton of maybe 10 tons at a time. Holy shit.
Can you imagine having like a big TV?
Mm-hmm.
10. 9, 8, we're going to release the ants at the
exactly.
count of 10. 9, 8, 7. This is going to be incredible. The first time ever in human life that trained ants are going to get us all the 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. The ants go marching one by one.
Yeah,
and they just go.
Mm-hmm.
And they are so smart that the ants train other ants.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And we capture the whole gold around the world.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we were looking yesterday at the Italian movie. Because they were getting the gold from the water,
uh-huh.
you see? Wow.
Uh-huh. Exactly.
And now this is going to rob. Wow. What if we can get the gold from the banks with ants? Little by little.
Mm-hmm. Underground. Yeah. We build hundreds of tunnels.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And they get sneaky.
And we get some ants maybe that have like a woodpecker kind of. Because if. Okay.
If they can
carry a little thing, but what if they can assemble like a little thing? Fire ants?
Yeah, because they can shoot out venom and, you know, and inspire something else to like a fire up its butt, and then it'll go and something that's aggressive, right?
So I was thinking that they had to kill themselves and they explode themselves
into gorillas. Oh yeah, and they bite
because
gorillas.
Because they're fire ants.
Yeah, but then they could bite the gorillas, and because the gorillas
this
are
is
mass,
a very matrix talk by the way. So, okay.
And the gorillas are a mass, and a gorilla gets angry. He could use his vital force of anger to now stack the. Bars of gold even for us. Yeah, so we can put things to that's what
oh,
they
man.
Do. That's
so I now need to weave how people. Do we get the dust of the ants to the Panda Grande? Uh-huh. Do they to King Kong? How do we do that? No way.
How do you get it to a tip of a mountain where no one can touch it and ice will glaze over and it will be lost forever? Only the one who buried it there knows where the gold is. So Egypt is underneath Santa Marta.
No, it's underneath this lake. We need to investigate this lake.
Let's investigate. So anyway, welcome to PorchesU.com. Mycelium G vibes.
Love and forgive. And love is love. Like, love, have fun, please.
Mm-hmm.
With the one that you love.
Exactly.
Doing lovely things that you love to do.
Exactly. So, check us out. PorchesU.com.
From Sylvania.
Sylvania.
Colombia. Los Angeles.
Huh.
Oh.
Exactly.
And the Charlie movie was Angels. Charlie.
It was. Charlie. And Charlie in the Chocolate Factory too. Yeah, Charlie's Angels, Charlie in the Chocolate Factory. So these are all
Charlie?
Yeah. Who is Charlie?
Am I Charlie? No, are you Charlie?
No, you're Charlie. Ciao.